VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Israel says it's killed another militant leader in an airstrike.
Hashem Safiya Deen had been widely expected to be the group's next leader. A powerful cleric, Safiya Deen would have succeeded Hassan Nasrallah, one of the group's founders. Earlier in the day, an Israeli strike leveled a building in a Beirut suburb the military said housed Hezbollah facilities. It was just a few hundred meters from where a spokesperson for the militant group had just briefed journalists about a weekend drone attack that damaged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in the region again, seeking to revive ceasefire efforts following last week's killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar. I'm Ben Thomas.
VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara reports on the U.S. effort to restore peace within the region.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Tel Aviv Tuesday, pushing Israel to increase humanitarian access to Gaza and revive ceasefire talks following Israel's killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar last week.
We have to make sure that this is a moment of opportunity to move forward, and that's the focus of all the conversations we're having here.
Blinken is urging Israel to de-escalate and enforce UN Resolution 1701 that ended its war with Hezbollah in 2006. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News, Washington.
Intelligence officials warned that Russia and Iran may encourage violent protests in the United States after next month's election. According to a newly declassified memo, Russian military intelligence sought to recruit an American to organize protests in the U.S. Iran also has covertly supported protests in the U.S. over the war in Gaza. The memo released on Tuesday says both countries may seek to organize or encourage violent protest as a way of undermining trust in election results and eroding national unity